Pakistan's army has launched an offensive against suspected al-Qaeda hideouts in the mountains near the border with Afghanistan. A Pakistani spokesman in Islamabad said the goal of the operation is to arrest what he called foreign terrorists. NPR's Guy Raz is in the Pakistani capital. What do you know about this new military operation?
Well, Bob, the details are very spare, as you might expect, because the Pakistani military tends to carry out these kind of operations under a veil of secrecy. But what we do know is that the army, quite early this morning, launched a series of raids in northwestern Pakistan. They had received some intelligence that there was a group of armed foreign fighters hiding out there. Now, witnesses in the town of Wana, that's, of course, the provincial capital an area known as South Waziristan, the residents there had reported seeing military helicopters hovering overhead early this morning, and that they also heard some distant gunfire.
It's not the first time the Pakistani army has gone after al-Qaeda in this region.
It's not. In fact, just last October, the Pakistani army launched a similar offensive in this very same region, ostensibly for the very, very same reasons. Now, in that raid, Pakistani officials claimed that they killed 8 suspected al-Qaeda fighters. And the purpose of that earlier assault was very specific, actually. There was a man the Pakistanis were after. His name is Saeed al-Qadr. He's an Egyptian man suspected of being an al-Qaeda operative. Now, so far, he hasn't been captured. But it certainly makes a lot of sense that these raids were carried out in this region because it's long been suspected a place where al-Qaeda fighters, Taliban leaders, and perhaps even Osama bin Laden himself have found refuge.
So there must be some support in that region for al-Qaeda and the Taliban.
You know, it's really hard to say whether the support for al-Qaeda runs deep or whether it's fairly superficial. The area where the raid was carried out this morning is part of a series of provinces in northern Pakistan. They're called the Northwest Frontier Provinces, and they're essentially semi-autonomous tribal areas. They've got a separate legal code, separate tribal courts. And in fact, it's very rare for Pakistani soldiers to enter the territory at all because of its ambiguous status. But there's certainly a sense, I think, among at least Western intelligence officials that this area is the most likely place to find remnants of the Taliban regime or al-Qaeda operatives.
NPR's Guy Raz in Islamabad.